Hi, this is Dr. Mohammed Saidi, treating medical report patient. First name is Maria. Last name is Aborto, A-B-R-T-O. Date of birth is 03-28-1956. Period examination date is 02-08-2021. Period excellent. Chief complaint, colon patient came today with a chief complaint of blood in the stools, comma, nasal congestion, and follow-up for hypercalcemia. Period next line, subject to colon. Patient stated that she has noticed a blood streak when she cleaned herself after a bowel movement 4 days ago. And after that, patient has regular bowel movements without any blood, and she has not seen any tiny stools. Period. Patient had such episode a year ago, and at the time, she has seen a gastroenterologist found to have hemorrhoid. At this time, patient was constipated for a few days, but there was no massive bleeding. Period. Patient did not felt any dizzy or lost any consciousness. Period. Next line. Patient came today with the chief complaint. Correction. Patient came also today with nasal congestion. It's on and off, and it is worse upon getting up in the morning when there is no fever or chills. Patient does have seasonal allergies, and she has used antihistamines in the past. At this time, patient had no cough or exposure to any corona infection. Period. Next line. Patient came today as a follow-up for hypercalcemia, and she was advised to keep an appointment with oncologist since patient has been under treatment for multiple myeloma. Patient is patient encouraged to drink enough liquids. She does not have any palpitation or chest pain. Period. Next line, review of system, colon, information obtained through interpreting staff who stated that patient had, correction, stated that patient denied headache, comma, dizziness, comma, double vision, comma, sore throat, comma, ear pain, comma, chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, change in the bowel habits, comma, urinary or bowel incontinence, comma, leg swelling or calf swelling, comma, tremors, comma, focal weakness of the upper lower extremities or skin rashes. Period. Next line. Past medical history is significant for hypercholesterolemia, and she is on atorvastatin 20 mg once a day along with low fat diet. Period. Next line, patient has a history of gastritis, and she is on esomeprazole 20 mg, one tablet twice a day along with bland diet. Period. Next line, patient has a history of constipation, and she is on colase 50 mg once every evening. Period. Next line, patient has a history of multiple myeloma, and she is on lenalidomide 10 mg capsule once a day, and mirabegron 25 mg tablet daily. Period. Next line, patient has a history of excessive dryness of mouth, and she is on pilocarpine, pilocarpine, 5 mg, one tablet every other day or as needed. Period. All other medications also reviewed and reconciled. Period. Next line. Social history: patient lives with her husband. She has no pets at home, and she has no history of smoking cigarettes or alcohol, use of substance abuse, otherwise patient is very active. Period. Next line, objective colon. Neck is supple with ornithine thyroid enlargement or lymph node enlargement. Period. Next line, HEENT examination reveals dryness of nasal congestion. There is also some hypertrophy of the terminus without any bleeding. Period. Next line, chest is symmetrical without any deformity. There are no axillary lymph node enlargement. Period. Next line, heart examination has novel heart sounds without any murmur. Period. Next line, lungs are clear bilaterally without any wheezing. Period. Next line, abdomen is soft without any tenderness and pulse sounds are active. There is no acromegaly. Period. Next line, rectal examination reveals no external hemorrhoid or active bleeding. Period. Next line, extremities are unremarkable without any edema or calf tenderness. Period. Next line, neurological examination is intact and patient is able to ambulate without any assistance. Period. Next patient, same patient, Maria Aborto. Date of birth is 03-28-1956. Period examination date is 07-06-2021. Period. Next line. Chief complaint colon patient came today with a chief complaint of left sided neck pain, comma, acute nasal congestion and acid reflux with heartburn. Period. Next line. Subjective colon information is obtained through interpreting staff who stated that patient started having left sided neck pain 7 days ago and the pain level is 4 or 5 and it is worse upon exertion. There is no radiation of pain to the left arm. Patient has similar episode in the past. Period. Next line. Patient also complained of nasal congestion for past 5 to 6 days. And she has a history of seasonal allergies. And at this time, patient had no fever or chills and there was no cough or sputum production. She is not exposed to corona infection. Period. Next line. Patient complained of acid reflux. Initially, she had heartburn 10 days ago, but since then, there is no more heartburn. And patient is on antacids as needed basis. Period. Patient has the acid reflux on and off, and she was advised to raise her head end of the bed at 6 or 7 inches to prevent acid reflux. Period. Next line. Review of system, colon, patient denied. Excessive weight loss or weight gain, comma, dizziness, comma, headache, comma, double vision, comma, sore throat, comma, cough, comma, sputum production, comma, fever, comma, chills, comma, exposure to infections, allergies, comma, chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, change in the bowel habits, stool color, comma, urinary incontinence, comma, leg swelling or calf swelling, comma, tremors, comma, focal weakness of the upper lower extremities or skin rashes. Period. Next line. Past medical history is significant for a chronic bronchitis and she is on albuterol inhaler 2 puffs 3 or 4 times today as needed. Period. Next line. Patient has a history of hypercholesterolemia and she is on atorvastatin 20 mg once a day along with a bland diet or low fat diet. Period. Next line. Patient has history of vitamin D deficiency and she is on vitamin D3 supplement 5000 units every day. Period. Next line. Patient has a history of chronic rhinitis and she is on fluticasone nasal spray 1 puff twice a day. Period. Next line. Patient has a history of neuropathy and she is on gabapentin 600 mg 1.5 tablet in the morning and 1 tablet in the afternoon and 2 tablets in the night. Period. Patient has a history of constipation and she is on Goliath 100 mg once a day as needed and Miralax 17 gram powder mix in water once a day. Period. All other medications also reviewed and reconciled. Period. Next line. Objective colon. At ENT examination reveals nasal congestion bilaterally without any bleeding. Period. Tympanic membranes and oropharyngeal examination is unremarkable. Period. Next line. Neck is supple without any thyroid enlargement or lymph node enlargement. Period. Next line. Heart examination has normal heart sounds without any murmur. Period. Next line. Lungs are clear bilaterally without any wheezing. Period. Next line. Abdominal examination reveals minimal epigastric tenderness without any organomegaly and bowel sounds are active. Period. Next line. Extremities have no calf tenderness or edema or tremors. Period. Next line. Neurological examination is intact and patient is able to ambulate without any assistance. Period. Next line. Musculoskeletal examination reveals the tenderness of the soft tissues of the cervical spine on the left side and range of movement is limited. Period. Hand grips are bilaterally equal. Period. Next patient. Same patient. Maria. Last name. Aburto. A-B-R-T-O. Date of birth 03/28/1956. Period. Examination date is 11/13/2021. Period. Next line. Chief complaint. Colon. Patient came today with a chief complaint of upper abdominal burning sensation and pain. Next line. Also, patient came today with abdominal pain, correction with diarrhea. And episodic abdominal cramps. Period. Next line. Subject to colon. Patient information obtained through interpreting staff who stated that patient complained of epigastric pain for past 8 to 10 days after she had spicy food. And patient is on esomeprazole 20 mg once a day. Period. Patient had a similar episode 2 years ago. At the time, patient was given extra dose of esomeprazole to 40 milligram, and she started feeling better. At this time, patient did not have any nausea, vomiting, and there was no change in the bowel habits or stool color appeared. Next time, patient complained of diarrhea for past several days, and she had bacterial colitis in the past. At this time, patient started taking a clear liquid diet and probiotics without much relief, and patient has used metronidazole in the past with good relief. Period. Patient arising in fever and chills. Next line. Review of system colon. Patient denied dizziness, comma, headache, comma, weight loss, comma, chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, cough, comma, sputum protection, comma, fever, comma, chills, comma, exposure to infection allergies, comma, blood incontinence, comma, blood in the stools, comma, leg pain, comma, leg swelling, comma, focal weakness of the upper lower extremities, or loss of consciousness. Period. Next line. Past medical history is significant for multiple myeloma, and she is on lenalidomide 10 milligram once a day along with a bland diet. Here, next line. Patient has a history of numbness and tingling, and she is on gabapentin 600 milligram, 1.5 tablet in the morning, 1 in the afternoon, and 2 in the night. Here, next line. All other medications also reviewed and reconciled. Period. Next line. Social history. Patient is married, lives with her husband, and she currently does not work, but she is active at home. Period. Patient never smoked cigarette or drank alcohol, no history of illicit drug use. Period. Next line. Objective colon. HEENT examination is unremarkable. Peer next line. Neck is supple without any thyroid enlargement or lymph node enlargement. Peer next line. Chest is symmetrical without any deformity. Peer next line. Heart examination has normal first and second or so without any cardiac murmur. Peer next line. Lungs are clear bilaterally without any wheezing. Peer next line. Abdomen is soft, non obese, and there is no abdominal distension. Peer bowels are active. There's many minimal epigastric tenderness. There is no supra-pubic or severe tenderness. Period. Next line. Extremities are unremarkable without any edema or calf tenderness or tremors. Period. Next line. Neurological examination is intact, and patient is able to ambulate without any assistance. Period. Next line. Musculoskeletal examination is unremarkable. Period. Next patient is Maria Aburto, ABURTO, date of birth is 03/28/1956. Period examination date is 12/8/2021. Period. Next line. Chief complaint colon. Patient came today with a chief complaint of dizziness with near fainting episode, comma, diarrhea and headache. Period. Next line. Subject to colon. Patient patient's information is obtained through interpreting staff who stated that patient had diarrhea for past 3 days, And yesterday she was standing up and doing the house chores, and she felt dizzy, and she immediately sat down. The family member was at home and helped her to lay back. After that, patient felt better. She did not pass out, and there were no seizures. Patient had such episode in the past when she was dehydrated. Peter, next line. Patient also complained of upper abdominal pain and diarrhea, which stopped 3 days ago. Patient has a history of acute gastritis, and she is on esomeprazole 40 mg once a day period. Patient has not noticed any blood in the stools. Period. Next line. Patient has a headache on and off. It's mostly after the exertion, and the headache level is 4 or 5. There is no double vision. Period. Next line. Review of system: colon, patient denied. Excessive weight loss, weight gain, comma. Headache, comma, dizziness, comma, double vision, comma. Ear pain, comma, sore throat, comma, cough, comma, sputum protection, comma, fever, comma, chills, comma. Change in the bowel habits, stool color, comma, urinary bowel incontinence, comma, leg swelling or calf swelling, comma, tremors, comma, focal weakness of the upper lower extremities. Period. Next line. Past medical history is significant for hypercholesterolemia, and she is on atorvastatin 20 mg once a day along with low fat diet. The next time patient has a history of vitamin B12 deficiency, and she is on vitamin B12 1000 microgram once a day tablet. Your next line, patient has a history of chronic gastritis, and she is on the esomeprazole 40 mg once a day as needed. Your next line, patient has a history of gabapentin 600 mg, 1.5 tablet in the morning, 1 tablet in the afternoon, and 2 tablets in the night. Period. Next line. A social history patient is married, lives with her husband. She currently does not work. Period. The patient never smoked cigarette or drank alcohol, no history of illicit drug use. The patient tried to do workout every day. Period. Next line. Obstructive colon. Acceptable with ornithyroid enlargement or lymph node enlargement. Period. Next line. Tympanic membranes are intact and there are no active bleeding. Period. Patient has a mild headache on the right frontal sinus. Period. Next line. Chest is semitical with ornate deformity and there are no significant epigastric tenderness. Period. Valves are active. There is no organomegaly. Period. Next line. Abdomen is soft with ornate tenderness and valves are active. Period. Next line. Extremities is no captain and is or edema or tremors. Period. Next line. Neurological examination is intact and patient is ambulatory without any assistance. Period. Next line. Abdomen is soft with ornate tenderness and valves are active. Period. Next line. Extremities has no captain and is or edema or tremors. And Lombok test is negative. Period. There is no skin rashes and there are no deficit noted. Period. End of dictation.